Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. How often do you buy a drink from a tea shop or maybe a coffee shop? Have you ever thought about bringing your own cup like me? Well, this could be the key to a new, exciting adventure. Or is it? Well, today we are going to meet Sunny and Maggie, who are having a conversation about whether people should carry their own cups around. Please join in on this conversation. Today our lesson is called, Should You Carry Your Cup? And the question I have for you is, why doesn't Sunny think that it's a big deal to use paper cups? Why doesn't Sunny think that it's a big deal to use paper cups? Friends, open up your magazines and let's go find out. Come with me.
Should you carry your cup? Think twice about getting it to go. Many people carry their own cup or eating utensils to reduce waste and help the environment. Maggie and Sunny are college students. Maggie usually takes her own lunch. Sunny, on the other hand, doesn't think twice about using disposable cups or plates.
Hey, Sunny, can I join you for lunch?
Of course, have a seat. Let me get you some water.
That's okay. I have my own water bottle.
It's no big deal. The cups are recycled anyway.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一重点，我们看 disposable 这个形容词 ，dis 这个字首有去除的意思 ，pose 这个字根是指放置，所以 disposable 是指免洗的、抛弃式的或者是一次性的。例如 disposable diapers 是指纸尿布，或者是 disposable razor 是指抛弃式的刮胡刀。或者是 disposable contact lenses, 抛弃式隐形眼镜。disposable 如果用来形容人的话，可以指容易打发的，或者是利用过后就可以轻易抛弃的。例如 ,women are treated like they're disposable in some cultures. 在某些文化中，女人被当作可以轻易利用后就抛弃的对象来对待。继续我们看的是 recycle 这个形容词。RE 这个字首是指再一次。CYCL 这个字根有圆或环的意思，所以 recycle 是指回收利用或者是再利用。例如 ,starting at a very young age, the people in this country have been taught how to reduce, reuse and recycle. 这个国家的人民从很年幼的时候就被教育如何垃圾减量、重复使用资源以及再利用资源。它的形容词是 recyclable, R-E-C-Y-C-L-A-B-L-E。意思是可资源利用的，例如 All the packaging of our products is recyclable. 我们产品的所有包装材料都是可以回收利用的。
So Gabe, where's your cup?
What do you mean, where's my cup?
Weren't you going to carry your own cup today?
Oh, no, Rebecca, I already finished my drink, so I'm not carrying a cup. Actually, I threw it away.Because
I knew it. You're like everybody else.
What do you mean?
Probably like me too. You just go to a tea shop or a coffee shop, get a paper cup, drink your drink, and then throw the cup away, right?
Well, that's what they make those cups for. There's a lot of them. I should use them.
Right, but actually, our lesson is providing a little bit of a different way of looking at drinking a drink. Maybe you should carry...Your own cup.
Well, let me tell you, Rebecca, our lesson is actually providing two different ways of looking at something because it's a viewpoints lesson, and so we have a conversation, a little argument, a discussion.
Oh, okay, good. So maybe we can, argue about this some more throughout our lesson. Well, anyway, yes, friends, today our lesson is called Should You Carry Your Cup? So the question for you to think about. But think twice about getting it to go. We want to talk about the phrase, to think twice about something. If you think twice about something, that just means that, well, you make a decision, mm-hmm. and then you think about it again to make sure it's really the right decision.
Yeah, for example, maybe your friend is about to send an email, and you don't think it's a good idea. You might say, hey, think twice about sending that email. Let me proofread that email first, and then if I think it's okay, then you can send the email.
And that's a great example. Thank you very much. Think twice
You're
about...
You're welcome.
No problem.
You always thank me. But what about that other phrase, getting something to go?
Well, when you get something to go, that just means that you take it out of the restaurant, or you basically are taking it from where you were at.
Right. And so if you go to a restaurant, maybe a fast food store, the person behind the counter might say, would you like that for here or to go? And you might say, oh, I need to take out, or I need to take away, right? I'm getting it to go. Oh, no, we're late. Let's get our breakfast to go.
But our lesson is saying maybe you should think twice about getting it to go. So we read, many people carry their own cup or eating utensils to reduce waste and help the environment. So they might carry their own fork and chopsticks, spoons, knives. And then we meet Maggie and Sunny. How does our lesson continue?
All right. Maggie and Sunny are college students. Maggie usually takes her own lunch. Sunny, on the other hand, doesn't think twice about using disposable cups or plates. So that's the difference between Maggie and Sunny. What about this phrase, on the other hand? I didn't know we were talking about hands. Are we talking about feet, too?
No, Gabe. We're not talking about hands. We're not talking about feet. This is just a fun phrase to mean that something that you just said is different from the very first thing you mentioned.
Right. Okay. So, for example, I love coffee. Rebecca, on the other hand, does not. She likes tea.
That was well said. I love tea. Gabe, on the other hand, prefers coffee. Okay, so we learn that Maggie usually likes to bring her own lunch. Sunny, on the other hand, doesn't think twice about using disposable cups or plates.
Okay, so you could have disposable cups and plates. Those are usually made of cardboard or paper, right? And you can throw them away. To dispose of something means to throw it away. We also use this word disposable to talk about disposable diapers, right? Some people use disposable diapers. That means you use the diaper once, and then you can throw it away.
Exactly. Okay, so Maggie says, hey, Sunny, can I join you for a lunch?
Of course. Have a seat. Let me get you some water. He's a nice guy.
He sounds very nice. That's okay. I have my own water bottle. Don't waste a cup.
It's no big deal. The cups are recycled anyway.
Hold on just a moment, Gabe. That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. The question was, why doesn't Sunny think it's a big deal to use paper cups?
Well, he thinks that the cups are recycled anyway, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's another way of saying it's no big deal. Well, what do you think about that, Rebecca? I mean, it's important for people to recycle, right?
Well, of course. I think it's very important to recycle. I don't want to just throw 100 cups away and think, oh, it's no big deal because the cups are recycled anyway.
Hey, speaking of throwing cups away, when you're at a restaurant, you know, it could be a fast food restaurant or a coffee shop, do you ever, are you okay with the idea of bussing your own tray?
Bussing your own tray?
Yeah, taking your own tray and putting it back on the counter, or do you prefer when the waitress comes over and cleans everything up?
Hey, are we going to learn more about that?
I think we might.
In the InfoCloud.
Hello, friends. We know what a bus is. It's a large motor vehicle that carries passengers. But did you know that the word bus can also be a verb?
That's right. When used as a verb, bus can mean to clear dishes from a table, as in, please bus your tray.
Actually, you might see that written on a sign in some cafeterias in the U.S. So, after you finish eating, you need to use your tray to carry all your dirty plates and garbage to a designated area where you can dump the garbage and leave the plates.
Not only is it a good idea to clean up after ourselves, it's also common courtesy to the next person who will be using the table.
Another place we should bus our trays is at a fast food restaurant. Even if there's a cleaner or custodian who goes around picking up people's garbage, the common practice in the U.S. is to bus your own tray.
在美国的学校，学生到餐厅用餐会用一个 tray 托盘将食物端到餐桌。当他们用完餐后，这个 tray 呢还有它的用途，那就是用来 bus 他们的托盘。这个 bus 跟公车无关，在这里当动词用，是指在自助餐厅或素食店用完餐以后，主动的把自己的托盘以及上面的餐具和垃圾送到回收处。Bus your tray 这个行为在美国是理所当然的。若是有人用餐后把 tray 就留在桌上不收拾离开了，那一定会遭到其他人翻他的白眼。其实 bus our tray 是该有的公德心，而且只是举手之劳。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, after the beginning of today's lesson, I thought that I should start carrying around my own cup, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Well, earlier we met Maggie and Sunny, who are having a conversation about this very subject. Should you carry your own cup around? Well, I think that we have more to learn from this conversation, so let's continue with it now.
Should you carry your cup?
That's what you think.
What do you mean?
Most paper cups are lined with plastic, so they can't be recycled. On average, Americans use billions of paper cups every year.
Are you sure? That doesn't sound right.
It is. Look it up on the internet. When I buy tea from the tea shop nearby, I take my own cup. They even give me a discount.
Are you serious?
You should try carrying your own cup with you.
That sounds like too much work. Why bother?
Okay, 接下来我们看 average 这个名词。Average 在这里是指平均程度或一般水准。例如 even though Sandy's performance is above average,It's still not good enough for the leading role. 虽然 Sandy 的表演已经在水准之上，但是要演主角的功力还是不够。或者是 On the average, Japanese workers work longer hours than people in most countries. 平均而言，日本的职员比大多数国家的职员的工时都要长。Average 也指平均数。例如 The household income of the city is 3 times the national average.这个城市每户的收入是全国平均收入的3倍。最后我们看的是 discount 这个名词 ,D-I-S 这个字首一样是指去除 ,count 是指计算，所以 discount 去除不算就是指折扣或减价。例如 ,the store only gives a 5% discount to its VIPs, 这家店只给 VIP 客户只有5折的折扣。如果要说明是什么货物的折扣的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 there's a 15% discount on all TVs till Sunday. 所有电视机到周日为止都有85折的优惠。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we continue this conversation with Maggie, who says, "That's what you think." Now, of course, she's responding to something that Sunny had said. Sunny had said, "Oh, it's no big deal. Cups are recycled anyway."
Yeah.
And Maggie's like, "Huh, that's what you think."
I see you have your mug with you, Rebecca.
Yes, I am convinced that I should be carrying my own cup around.
All right, so we can see who you agree with in our lesson. Rebecca is on Maggie's side. Well, I think I'm in between, okay? Sunny says here, "What do you mean?" That's what he thinks. He thinks it's no big deal. And she says, "That's what you think."
Well, Maggie says, "Most paper cups are lined with plastic, so they can't be recycled. On average, Americans use billions of paper cups every year." When I read that sentence, I thought, I really need to carry my own cup around. And then I can drink my water anytime I want.
Well, Rebecca, you learn something new every day. Because I didn't know that either. I didn't know that these cups were lined with plastic. I think it does make a difference in my decision making. Or perhaps it should, anyway. On average, Americans use billions of paper cups every year. If those cups can't be recycled, that's a lot of waste.
Ooh, you bet it's a lot of waste. Now, Sunny seems a little skeptical. It doesn't seem like he believes what Maggie says, because he says, "Are you sure? That doesn't sound right." Now let's talk about this phrase, "to sound right." This is really just saying, "Well, are you sure that's correct?" I don't think that's really correct.
And sometimes we add the word "about," right? That sounds about right. For example, listen to this conversation. "It took me half an hour to get to your house. Is that too long?" Someone might say, "No, that sounds about right. It takes about that long."
Exactly. So Sunny had said, "That doesn't sound right," meaning he doesn't really believe Maggie. And Maggie says, "It is. Look it up on the internet." Well, let's talk about that phrase, "to look something up." That just means that you go on the internet or you try to find some information about something, whether it be in a book, the internet, or another source.
Exactly. So I often use this phrase when talking about words. If you're not sure what a word means, you can look it up in the dictionary. So look it up on the internet. Maggie says, "When I buy tea from the tea shop nearby, I take my own cup. They even give me a discount." To which Sunny says, "Are you serious?"
And Maggie says, "You should try carrying your own cup with you." Sunny is still not convinced. That sounds like too much work. Why bother? Let's look at this phrase, "why bother?" This is just another way of saying, why even try? It's too much work, so why should I try?
That's right. You think I should talk to him about his mistakes and the way he treats people? Why bother? He never listens anyway. Well, friends, I think it's time for us to bother to go to see,
Who knows?
Who knows? Hey there, yes, it is time for Who Knows, the greatest review show on earth. Let's find out who's playing with us today, shall we? We have Gary Green. Hello, Gary.
Yo, I gotta say, it's great to be here, man. I noticed you had a few recycling trash cans outside. Nice.
Well, we do what we can. Competing against Gary is Barbara Mudd. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, you can just call me Barbie.
Okay, Barbie.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Did you really just throw your paper cup behind you in our studio?
Oh, don't worry. I'll pick it up later.
Right. Let's begin, shall we? Number one, what kind of utensils does Sunny use? A, expensive utensils. B, horrible utensils. C, disposable utensils. Or D, disgusting utensils. Was that you, Barbie?
Yeah, I think so. I would say A, expensive utensils, because, you know, that's what I use.
Right. Maybe it's what you use, but that's not the correct answer.
Oh.
Gary, do you have a guess?
Is it C, disposable?
Well, how did you know that? You're exactly right.
Disposable.
Good job. Okay, 1 point for Gary. Number two, Maggie says most paper cups are lined with what? A, wood, B, metal, C, plastic, or D, glass? Yes, Gary.
I'm going to go with C, plastic.
Are you sure that paper cups are not lined with glass?
I would say glass, yeah, because I was going to go with glass.
Actually, it's a good thing they're not lined with glass, Barbie. Again, Gary, you got another point. Great job. Okay, number three. What does Sunny think is too much work? A, looking things up on the internet. B, carrying his own cup with him. C, throwing plates away. Or D, going to a tea shop. What is too much work?
I would say the last one, going to a tea shop.
Going to a tea shop is too much work, Barbie?
Yeah, I mean, because you have to leave your house and, you know, get in the car and it's hot outside.
Yeah, interesting point. Somehow I don't think you read our lesson today. Gary, do you have a guess?
Were we supposed to read a lesson?
I'm going to go with C again.
Throwing plates away. Actually, neither of you are correct. The answer was B, carrying his own cup with him. However, Gary, you are the winner for today.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, so are you going to throw the cup you threw back there away?
Oh, yeah, in a minute. I mean, it's not going anywhere.
All right, here is your prize, a water bottle.
Oh, right on, man.
That's nice. Maybe too nice to use. I think I'll stick with my paper cups.
Right. Well, thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see everybody next time right here on Who Knows?
Bye.
Here's your paper cup, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
You might want to find a recycling bin for that.
Well, I think next time I go to a tea shop, I'm going to bring my own cup. Then I might get a discount. What about you, Gabe? Are you up for the challenge?
Well, the next time I go to a coffee shop, I'm just going to order and enjoy it at the coffee shop in one of their own mugs. Then I can just return the mug later.
So you're not going to get it to go.
I won't get it to go. But we do have more to learn about this idea. Should you carry your own cup or take something to go? Right here next time on
Studio Classroom. Helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.